Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and you pronounced my name correctly. My name is Elizabeth LaRocca, and I'm a native of New Hampshire, and I've worked at PSNH, now Eversource, for 35 years. I work in community relations, but I also held positions in accounting and in regulatory affairs. In 1988, I traveled with other New England utility representatives and various state officials to Quebec, and we toured the hydroelectric complex in James Bay. New England Utilities had just negotiated two separate energy agreements with Hydro-Quebec. Hopes were high that this power would be as economical as the power New Brunswick had been selling to the region since 1971. The first Hydro HQ agreement was signed in 83 and involved 52 miles of new line in Vermont, 7 miles in New Hampshire, and a new converter station in Monroe, New Hampshire. The line went operational in 86 and allowed New England to buy hydropower for 11 years. Second Hydro Quebec agreement signed in 1985. That one extended that transmission line 133 miles through the center of New Hampshire into Massachusetts, expanding the line capacity from 690 megawatts to 2,000. The purchase power agreement covered a 10-year period from 1990 to 2000. The line stands today in communities like Hopkinton, Dunbarton, and Bedford, which are all considered very scenic and desirable places to live. Given the undisputed success of these energy agreements, why the controversy today? What has changed? Well, part of the answer lies in the deregulation of the power generation sector, which began about 20 years ago in New England and elsewhere in the United States. Most of the power plants serving the region of New England today are owned by merchant generators who participate in the competitive marketplace overseen by ISO New England, but governed by the economic principles of supply and demand. To those who doubt that Northern Pass will lower electricity prices for New Englanders, I point to the New England Power Generators Association's fierce opposition to the project. It seems that they object to their most expensive generators being displaced by lower cost hydropower, since this will lower the house sale market clearing price paid to all the market participants. Although this will also lower electric costs for consumers, the generators appear to be steadfast in their opposition to lower profits and united in their efforts to keep the New England energy marketplace one of the most lucrative in the United States. Thank you for your time and attention.